Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Four oh five, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Rain is picking up yet again, and I mentioned it to you, it's going to be with us for a bit. Next couple of days, one way or another, we're going to get rain. It's going to be kind of chilly, and then the afternoon when it lets up a little bit, as it was earlier today for an hour or two, going to be real muggy and a little bit warmer, so is what it is. We'll get through it. We'll deal with everything as we are looking forward to summer. I don't know about you. I really am honestly looking forward to summer. Terrible story the other day out of the Bronx, New York. An off-duty New York police officer, who, by the way, was still in uniform, according to the New York Post, was savagely attacked, beaten, and had everything stolen from him. Grabbed his gun belt, his uniform belt, with his gun in it, and then they took off. Well, John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS 6, has some developments on these aforementioned gentlemen, and I'm just so happy that he's joining us pretty much real time here to bring us up to speed. John, it is always great to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the details, my brother.
Well, good to talk to you too, Jeff. It's I don't know why they made their way down south to Chesterfield, but yesterday the U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force picked them up on a home off of Kingsland in Chesterfield in a neighborhood called Indian Acres. Mm. And they arrested a 23-year-old Tavion. I had to get his last name. It's Tavion something.
Okay.
But anyway, they arrested him, and apparently, I'm told by sources that they believe the other suspect is in this area as well, and that the marshals will inevitably get him sometime today.
I have no doubt that you looked at the images, the video out of New York City. This was absolutely horrific what they allegedly did, right?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, it appears, if you follow what the mayor up there has been saying, this guy was walking home 4 o'clock in the morning. He had just gotten off duty. He was still in uniform, and he never even saw these guys. He never saw it coming.
Yeah.
And these guys attacked him from behind, and they beat him. And as you said up top, they stole his credit card, stole his wallet, stole his iPhone, stole his gun belt, which had his Glock on there, his service weapon on there.
Yep.
And then I don't know if you read that New York Post article, Jeff. This is where you go to the bottom of it. It talks about one of the suspects' fathers, it's the suspect who was caught yesterday by the Marshal Task Force. Mm-hmm. His father allegedly used the credit cards from the officer to go on a spending spree.
Oh.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Lord. To even begin to imagine that we're living in this day and time, John, where these two thugs, alleged thugs, whatever the terminology is going to be, have no hesitation at all about attacking a uniformed police officer. Say what you will about anything else, but to think that that is what you're going to do, and then they go out and do it, and just so vicious, and again, not a single solitary concern for the officer, 27-year-old kid, or his potential family, or anybody in the community. So if anybody thinks they're safe when you see what happened to that police officer, just forget about it.
Yeah, and it's beyond being roughed up, Jeff. Yeah. This guy was beaten to near his life being
That's
taken.
Right. That's right.
And
That's
it's
right.
And it's just it's amazing. And then also, you know, federal sources are telling me that this kid traveled down to Virginia with his own mother. So you know, mom must have known. Hey, son, why do you want to flee? Oh. Well, what's going on? So.
All right. Now that's what I want you to jump into. The person who has been arrested, Tavion Hargrove, age 23.
Hargrove, yeah. That's it.
So mother and father then, as you say, the dad, according to the New York Post, used the stolen cop's credit cards to go on a spending spree. Mom travels with Tavion Hargrove. What is their connection to Virginia?
Well, apparently, my sources tell me they're trying to figure that out. They think it's an alleged friend's house that they traveled to in Chesterfield. Mm. I spoke with someone in that neighborhood earlier this afternoon, mm-hmm. and she said that a house was sold a couple of years ago, and it was sold to a couple that lived in New York. So that makes sense. That, you know, obviously there's some kind of a New York connection there between them. So right. I don't know if it's friends, distant family, I don't know. But certainly investigators are trying to put that piece of the puzzle together.
Wow. And I'm going to remind everybody, number one, John Burkett joining us, the crimes insider from CBS6. The New York City Police Commissioner, Jessica Tisch, says that this Tavion Hargrove was in fact arrested by the U.S. Marshals Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force, along with NYPD detectives. John, do you have any information from your sources? Have they taken him back to New York, or is he lodged at least temporarily here in the Commonwealth?
I was told that he is here temporarily until an extradition hearing could happen.
Okay.
Obviously, I think he's going back.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you read that bit in the Post that they arrested him with the victimized officer's handcuffs. And you used to be a police officer, so you may know. I mean, is that something they do in these situations? I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. Kiki Camarena's son is a judge down in Texas, the DEA agent who was brutally slaughtered many years ago. And the suspect in his dad's murder case, in fact, was arrested with his handcuffs. I think some agencies do that. Some I haven't heard about it as the thing, but good. I'm... You know, I'm looking at it and good. That's a good thing. I'm happy to hear that. What about?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I just didn't know what kind of symbolism that is. I mean, obviously the marshals, they're some of the best as far as intelligence wise, gathering intelligence on fugitives and tracking them down. It's not if you hear the marshals are after you, you may as well just give up.
No
because
kidding.
Those guys, they'll find you anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, you are not going to escape the Marshal Service. What about this other guy? Was it Wayne Lucas, 23 as well? Is he said...
So I'm hearing from sources there's a good possibility he may be in the Metro Richmond area. Mm. And I think the Fugitive Task Force is on to him. Yeah. Hopefully I get word here soon that they, you know, maybe they got him too.
Okay.
But obviously, I guess they fled all together into this area.
Well, the family that, oh, God, it's just, it is ridiculous.
It's pretty sad, dude.
Listen, do me a favor. I don't need to drag you back on the air, but if in fact you hear before six that Mr. Lucas is now visiting with the Marshals, just text me, would you? Let me know, and I'll share it with everybody. I'm assuming that you're going to be doing an extended feature on this for CBS 6. Yeah. What time should we be looking for it?
I'll have it tonight, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And here's a tease for you. I'll have a story either tomorrow night or Friday night that you're gonna call me and ask about.
Oh, okay.
And you won't believe it.
Okay. All right. You've got me hanging in suspenders now, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But you just remember. When
I heard it, I just shook my head. I was like, oh,
wow.
Boy.
Okay. Well, I can almost guarantee I will do exactly that. And I guess at some point, Mr. Lucas, Mr. Hargrove, they must be new, because at some point somebody would have said Chesterfield at, you know, in ancient history was known as Arrestafield. You may want to think about Henrico, gentlemen. This is not a good place for you.
Well, they definitely didn't do their homework, because Chesterfield does not put up with that mess.
Exactly.
And I can say that as a resident of Chesterfield County, that you mess around, you know, you'll find out here pretty quickly that it's not a good place to get picked up at. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they were tipped off that he was down here, but obviously I think New York detectives were with the task force when they made the bust.
Yeah.
So I think they had, all the way around, I think they had pretty good intelligence.
No doubt about it. John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS 6. So one of these suspects, as John broke for us, Tavion Hargrove has, in fact, been arrested. He was arrested in Chesterfield, arrested by the United States Marshal Service, their Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force. I don't know how to break this to anybody. I actually have in my possession one of their challenge coins. Just a little background. One of our Blue Friday honorees, a recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor a couple of years back, had a connection to that task force, knew I was a challenge coin collector. And so as we speak, I'm looking at that challenge coin. It's pretty impressive. Not as impressive as the marshals that did the job, but the coin itself is pretty cool. And they were accompanied by NYPD detectives. And as you heard CBS 6 crime insider John Burkett report exclusively here, Tavion Hargrove arrested with the handcuffs ordinarily carried by that officer he is alleged to have beaten so brutally. There you go. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.